Kufta Machet, finishing Yud Gimel, Yudal, Tezvav, Tezayin. I had one case in mind, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had it, that a case came up this past week, and therefore we will change the names, but due to the fact that we're learning these halachas, a lot of people were saved from a pretty big yisur. So I'll tell the story. Names have been changed to protect privacy. The Eisenbergers were away for Shabbos. They went to a bar mitzvah in Beit Shemesh. And Erev Shabbos, they were hanging around the kitchen. And they see a gishmak of kishka. So it was vegetarian kishka. And he said, how'd you make the kishka? So he says, oh, it's a flour, two parts water, one part oil, onion soup mix, spices, mix it all together, and then we bake it. Now there's really two different ways of making kishka. You could either take that whole mixture and dump it straight into, make it into logs and dump it straight into the chalent, or you could bake it first and then crumple it up afterwards and stick it into the chalent. So what's the difference between the two? So first of all, the halacha is this person, because it tastes for various reasons, they decide to bake it first and then stick it inside. So this person wanted to know, Bachlal, what bracha to make on it? She says, you ask the person. The person says, oh my goodness, I don't believe it. It's a shiloh, actually, of challah. It's a shiloh of challah. Usually I don't make so much when I make, but now remembering, I once spoke to Rav about it, and generally I make only 1 kilo, but here I'm making 2 kilo, or whatever it is, and therefore it's a whole shiloh of challah. Now they already had taken some of this kishka, and they put it into the chalent already, and the challah wasn't taken off. What to do with it? They went running, bringing this kishka to that kishka to the chalent. The chalent was in a different place already in the shul. Brought it there, so they should be able to take up challah. Terrific. Tell us, what bracha do you make on this? What bracha do you make on this kishka? So we saw that in Sif Yud Gimel, there's a big difference between when something's already bred and you want to have kiyah d'shem pas, or to be koyveh whether or not something has shem pas d'chatchila. Sif Yud discussed whether or not you're taking bread that's already bread, I might say. Matzah, making it to matzah brai, or making it and you're cooking it, which, by the way, maybe matzah brai could be possibly mezaynes, if it's fried in enough oil, to mafkiyah the shem. Tigun is a shayla. Mishabur says, it's a zafik, nochen, it's only to take a sudo. But there is the pashas of the many achrenim is that tigun, if there's a lot of oil, even if it's not deep fried, but it's a lot of it oil, that could also make it into mezaynes. Either way, that's once it's hamaiti, be mafkiyah the shem pas. However, lechatchila, if you want to make sure that it should be pas, and you took dough and you cooked it, either in water or deep fried it, ukedema, then the halacha is that it doesn't. There's a machlokes between the Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the halacha is even though your das lechatchila was when you made the dough to cook it afterwards, nevertheless, it still retains the bracha of Amaisi. The das of the Rash, Rabbeinu Shimshon, is not that way. Since the chatchila at the time that you made the dough was to cook it, which is not a normal way of making bread, meaning it's mafkia, when you go ahead and you cook it, it's mafkia the shem pas. And therefore it doesn't have, it's not considered amoitzi either. And not only that, once it doesn't have a shem pas, you can eat as many as you want, and it's not a problem. How do we pass malach lamaisa? Says the Rama, meikar adinu pas nekir binu shimshon. That's how Rav Yishenim go. Pas nekir binu shimshon. Yoi shomayim yachmer to eat and only take a sudo. Which would mean, this is where the nafkamina comes out with donuts. Donuts you make a dough, and the intention is that you're going to fry them like chatchila. Meikar adinu 30,000 donuts without having to wash. To mezaynus, that's mikra din. Yoi shemayim, shiri techa suda. Now you could say that maybe it's considered anyhow. It doesn't have a shame of pas by donuts because they're pas of a kistin, especially if it's a sweet dough. Could be the fact that it's deep fried in oil. Ukedema. Either way, getting back to our case, now the nafkamina of what bracha this thing is going to be. So it could be that it's a pas of a kistin anyhow. But the question is, how much? Let's say I want to be kaveil on this kishka. It was the leftover kishka that they didn't make it into the chant, and I'm hungry. It's Friday afternoon. The suit is not happening for another 3 hours. I want to sit down and knock down a good piece of kishka. What bracha am I going to make on this kishka? If I'm kaveh a suit on it? The answer is, it really depends on what happened. What did you do with the kishka? Did you bake it? Or did you put it into the water? And did you put it into the chalent? So if you bake it, in a chanamin, it's regular dinner possible with kishka. If you kaveh a suit on it, you're going to have to wash. But if you put it straight into the chalent, then in a chanamin, we have the machlekes between Rabbeinu Shimshon and Rabbeinu Tam, that according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to have a shem pas. It's going to have a shem pas. According to Rabbeinu Shimshon, it's not going to have a shem pas. So if this person wants to be kaveh sud on it, then lechura, Yori Shamayim should only eat it since it's possible with kitzim because there's a lot of oil and spices, but if you want to make a veya suda on it, then your shemaim shalachar only eat it. What's that? Oh, I can't even wash after plaga mincha. Now, what happened was the only thing that they had over there to eat was wraps. So we figured it'll be. What can you do? Yes. It's going to be a holy wrap. Shalos bo brachot you make a wrap. The Sif Yudal as well talks about if you have a blila raka, that means that it's runny. It's a runny, and you make it into very thin. That's not the normal way of making bread, and therefore it's only mezainis. Let's say you have a belila ova. This is not discussed anywhere in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you have a belila ova, and you take a steamroller, and it goes over the dough, and it makes it into a flat pancake, what we call in English a wrap. What bracha do you make on that? Do you make a moiti? Is it like a belila raka because it's so thin? Or no, you can't switch bread as, in the famous words of Rebelsky Zatzel, it's thick bread or thin bread, but it's bread. And therefore, even though I think he holds the mice, if you ate it by itself, then it wouldn't be. But Basim, it's bread, and bread is bread. The mice, Shlomo Zalman, Mirchas Yitzchak was metadid. The first one from. He was metadid that it has a. It's like Teresa, and the lach is that it's mezernis, unless you kaveh a suda on it. Now, the truth is that we saw that by Teresa, which is very, very thin. It doesn't have Teresa's anama, even if you kaveh a suda on it. Now, something which is a little bit bigger, maybe. If you kaveh a suda on it. The ma'isa, it's a big machlokes price game. Anybody that wants to know what to do on wraps, should be kaveh a suda on, it's better to be kaveh a suda maybe possibly on the kishka, than to be kaveh a suda on the wraps to get yourself into the less questions. And